Giannis on the floor, but they can own this facet, and they have for a lot of the season. And I mean, Damian Lillard's a big part of that. You take the Boston game out of the equation. His last five games, he's averaged 12 free throw attempts a game. Yeah. So he's started to get it going again.
Yeah, I was going to point out, Giannis attempted more than half of those free throws the Bucks took in this series against the Pacers. But Damian Lillard, as you mentioned, we saw the free throw frequency picking up towards the end of the regular season. And in the eight games that Giannis has missed and Dame played in, he's gotten to the free throw line on average 10 times per game, which, again, not another one of those pieces you're going to need to help your half-court offense and also to slow down the pace of this game. The call of the action comes your way after this. It's the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers as the playoffs open up here inside of Fiserv Forum. That comes your way next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
The 2024-25 Bucks season promises electrifying performances, unforgettable plays, and even more historic moments. Be part of it by securing your seats now at Bucks.com/full. Bucks season ticket members get the best pricing, premier ticket locations, and exclusive benefits. Secure your season membership and lock in your seats for what's sure to be an unforgettable 2024-25 season at Fiserv Forum. This era of Bucks basketball is something special. Get your tickets now at Bucks.com/full.
Fiserv Forum, where at long last the playoffs have arrived here in the Cream City, where tonight the Bucks open up postseason play against an all-too-familiar foe. The Indiana Pacers come knocking after a staggering five matchups and plenty of posturing in the regular season. These two Central Division rivals are set to open up just their third postseason series against one another in franchise history. Hello, everyone. Alongside Justin Garcia, I'm Dave Kane. Thrilled to have you along for our play-by-play coverage of this Bucks postseason run, that is. It is a run that will start without one of the greatest players on the planet. Giannis Antetokounmpo set to miss his fourth straight game with a calf strain as the Bucks will try to will their way to a series opening win shorthanded against a team that has given them fits in the regular season. More on that shortly, but first a few words from our partners, Bucks Basketball. As always, presented by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Mention these two teams, they played five times in the regular season. That's because they met in the in-season tournament, not once, but twice. So, as if five wasn't enough, they will add at least four more in this 2023-24 campaign, as Milwaukee had dropped four of five. That was before Doc Rivers was in the house. We'll see what his addition means. Also, some changes to both teams in the lineups. We'll talk about the starting lineups when we come back. That and your opening tip right around the corner here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Visit Bucks.com/partial to get started.
Ninth all-time playoff meeting between the Bucks and the Pacers coming up here in short order. This will be the ninth all-time game these teams have played, their third series of the postseason. And let's take a look at your starting lineups now. They're presented by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we started off with the Pacers. They are under the direction of their head coach, Rick Carlisle, in his second stint with this Indiana team, where he has 15 playoff appearances. That is 13th in NBA history. His team, 47 wins, 35 losses in the regular season. And his starting five goes with Tyrese Halliburton at the point, the 6'5", 185-pound Oshkosh, Wisconsin native. He is an all-star this season and a second-time all-star, where he has averaged 20.1 points a game, 10.9 assists per contest. That's the best in the NBA. His share of the backcourt here to start here tonight with Andrew Nembhard, 6'5", 193 pounds, second-year man out of Florida. And Gonzaga comes in 9.2 points a game. He'll go next to Aaron Nesmith, 6'5", 215 pounds, started 48 of 72 games in the regular season. Fourth-year player out of Vanderbilt, averaged 12.2 points a contest, shot 42% from beyond the arc. Pascal Siakam, the newest addition to the lineup, 6'9", 230. He is a two-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA, acquired at the deadline. He's averaged 21.7 points, 7.1 rebounds with long wingspan. Speaking of that, Miles Turner rounds out the starting five, 6'11", 250 pounds, ninth-year man out of Texas, all of his seasons with this Pacers team, 17 points, 1.9 blocks a game. That is ninth most in the NBA. He's also their second leading rebounder at 6.9 rebounds per contest. The Pacers, with their starting five, they've used 25 times in the regular season. They went 15-10 in those games. It'll be just the second time Doc Rivers has turned to this starting five. Coach Doc Rivers in his 12th playoff appearance in 25 years. And now with your starting five, here's Eric Jensen, Bucks PA man, to bring it to you.
To make some noise for your Milwaukee Bucks. Give it up for head coach Doc Rivers. Now introducing tonight's starting five. At guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O. What time is it? Damian Lillard. At guard from Arkansas, number 21, Pat Beverly. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brook Lopez. At forward from Arkansas, number 9, Bobby Portis Jr. And at forward from Texas A&M, number 22, Chris Cashmoney Middleton.
Well, there they are, the starters for the Bucks. You heard it. No, Giannis Antetokounmpo was listed doubtful. He averaged 42 points, 13 rebounds, 5.5 assists per game in 5 games against this Pacers team. The Bucks will have to find a way without him. But the good news, Justin, we talked about it. The experience definitely favors the Bucks. They have no player in that starting five that has been in fewer than 5 postseasons. You can't say the same for a young Pacers team that is looking to cut their teeth here in this first round against the Bucks today.
Yeah, the difference in experience is night and day. And not only that, for the Bucks, for the most part, this group is experienced together. Damian Lillard and Pat Beverly, the two vets that are going to play the most, that haven't had quite as many reps with this group. But that core has been through deep postseason runs for 5-plus seasons now.
Yep, Damian Lillard will be making his first playoff appearance since the 2020-2021 campaign. He has averaged close to 26 points, 6 assists, 37% from beyond the arc in his 61 playoff games. We'll see what he can do today. The Bucks will need him to help lift them with Giannis out of the mix. Bucks tonight will be in their Icon Edition green uniforms with the white numbers and white lettering, as they've got that Bucks decal on the side of the thighs of the shorts. Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front of the uniforms. It is bright gold, statement edition for the Pacers, who come out with Indiana spelled out in blue across the front with blue letters and numbers as well, with a white outline around them. And they've got the stripes up and down the right sides of the uniforms, blue and white. Our officiating crew tonight will be led by Zach Zarbar, crew chief in his 21st year. He has officiated 12 NBA Finals. He works with Tyler Ford in his 9th year and Murat Kogut in his 15th year. Our alternate official for tonight's game is Derek Collins. So, making his way towards center court, freshly cut, it is Brook Lopez in his annual tradition going into the postseason. Keeps it trimmed nice and tight with the hair as he goes out there opposite Miles Turner for our opening tip to begin this 2024 postseason run, and it is underway. Tip one back by Lopez. The Bucks will start with it in front of a charged house here at Fiserv Forum, with the rally towels waving through the air, everybody on their feet here in the opening minutes of play from downtown Milwaukee. Middleton lobs the pass inside. It was too tall for Lopez, though, and it's going to be taken away by Indiana on a turnover for the first possession of the night for the Bucks. Sets up Indiana on the other side of things. Top of the arc, Pascal Siakam working on Bobby Portis, takes it at Bobby. Bobby was swiping at it. He passed the pass it away, and there's a turnover. A head fake, and Nembhard had nowhere to go with it. Or rather, that was, I beg your pardon, that was Nesmith, who turned it over for the Pacers. So both teams come out, and they turn it over on their first possession. Keep in mind, neither of these teams has played in a week, so there could be a little bit of rust. There's also that energy that you're looking to channel. Here is Pat Beverly into the front court. He throws on the Jets, puts a shot off the window. That one wouldn't drop, and the rebound is snatched in, pulled in by Nesmith, who hands it to Halliburton. Back to Nesmith. They work it around on the outside. Halliburton now in the near wing, picked up by Middleton on the switch. Crossing over on Chris. He'll send out top, working to the right side. It's a dribble, a penetration action there from Nembhard. Sends out top. Three-pointer way off the mark for Miles Turner. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Lillard. Dame's going the other way. He bumps into the defense of Nembhard, who draws that assignment to start this game here tonight. Lillard on the right wing. Crossing over now, moves to the top of the arc. Hard screen from Portis. Got him free for a moment. Now he sends out to Bobby. Bobby with 5 to shoot, pulls up. Mid-range jumper too strong, back iron, and the rebound goes to Indiana. Still no score. We played 90 seconds. Here's Halliburton. Comes into the paint, sends out near wing left. Pascal Siakam judging up the defense. He pulls up and cans the first shot of the night from the free throw line. So Indiana draws first blood. It took about a minute and 40 seconds to do it. A couple turnovers and a few missed shots. Here's Milwaukee trying to get their first points on the board. Lopez will cast up a long three, but he cannot hit from the top of the arc. Rebound goes to Turner. The Bucks have missed their first 3 shots of the night. Indiana goes the other way. Nembhard's at the top of the circle now for the Pacers. Crossing over, takes it into the lane. Now swings into the corner. Catch and shoot three. Misses back iron, but a rebound goes right to Siakam. He'll send it out. Halliburton launches from three. He can't hit as he misses strong. So both teams have missed 3 shots to start. Indiana has made 1. It's a 2-0 lead. Here's Middleton the other way. He's trying to back his way in. Couple head fakes. Defense was sound, so he'll pass it away to Lopez before he gets it back. He's isolated again. Fades and fires, and he knocks down his first look of the night. Chris Middleton, right in the lane, was working on the defense from Aaron Nesmith, and the Bucks are on the board. It's 2-2. 9:26 remaining in this first quarter. Here's a handoff. Halliburton hands to Turner, and Turner scissors his way through the defense and lays it in off the glass. 4-2, Indiana with a two-point lead. Here comes Pat Beverly into the front court. Fans now sitting after the Bucks get that first point on the board. Here's Lillard, top of the circle. A little hesitation. He tries to thread it down low to Portis. Back to the left baseline. All alone, Dame missed the shot. Rims in and out. I mean, that was wide open, but he couldn't hit it from 15. Here's a three-pointer on the other side, and Emhart will miss one as well. Rebound goes to Beverly. Dame trying to get himself going. He had his worst field goal shooting percentage in his last game of the whole season a week ago. He drives inside, scoops that shot off the window and good, right at Siakam. That's that paint touch the Bucks are going to need to find here. Here's Nesmith, drives right at Middleton, powers his way to the cup and kisses the shot off the window and good. It's 6-4, Indiana. Here's Middleton the other way. He's got it on the left side, working on Nesmith, left of the lane. Trying to back his way in, bumping around, using the right-hand dribble, a couple head fakes. Now swivels, pulls up, baseline shot, no good. Rebound goes to Lopez. He turns around, floats it right back up and in. And that's that size. The Bucks like, they think they've got the decided advantage there. We'll see if they can utilize it to that effect. Here's Halliburton, passing to the right wing. Siakam with a head fake, trying to turn the corner. Lopez recovered pretty well. Siakam's going to pull up and miss the mid-range jumper from the right baseline. Rebounded by Portis. He'll give to Lillard. Bucks looking for their first lead of the game. Dame goes past one man and runs into another. That's a foul. Miles Turner is going to be called for the first foul of this first round playoff series. So the Bucks will have it out of bounds just about 4 minutes into this one. Inbound pass to Portis. Portis on the near wing left. He is defended there by Siakam on the handoff. Lillard draws the contact and the foul. He'll go to the line for three shots. And this was a part of the puzzle. Dame has been fouled on the second most three-point attempts of anybody in the league this season. 29 times in the regular season, and we saw it more frequently late in the season, Justin.
Well, it changes so much, obviously, not just Dame being such a good free-throw shooter.
As his first one is up and good.
Didn't jinx him there, thankfully. But if he starts to get those types of calls, not even necessarily on three-point attempts, it changes how physical and how tightly the Pacers are going to be able to defend him, and that opens up driving lanes for Lillard.
His second free throw is on the way and good. Mentioned Dame that last game. He was 2 of 14 from the floor. Snapped his NBA best 150 consecutive games with a three-pointer. That was third longest in NBA history. Went 0 for 4 in that game. And he was battling. He said that abductor strain was hurting him, and he had a week to kind of get himself hopefully a little better, and he knocks down all three free throws here. So the Bucks will take the 9-6 lead after that foul on Nembhard. Here's a fake pass and a drive and an easy layup for Halliburton as the Bucks lost track of him. So Tyrese answers with his first points of the game. That's going to be fascinating. Dame and Halliburton. Who can effectively take control of this game more? Lillard, step back three. Bullseye. Splash that one through. First Michelob Ultra three of the game for either side. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Here's Siakam the other way. Passes to Turner in the corner. Turner goes laterally. He spins into a double team. Ooh, they're going to get a foul on Lopez, who thought he played him well. That was Damian Lillard's 200th career three-pointer, and it was a sweet sight for Milwaukee to see Dame get going early in this one. We talked about it. He's going to have to carry a little bit of the water here with Giannis watching in street clothes. So Turner to the free throw line. His first free throw attempts for his team as he gets the first of two. Beasley comes in for the first time. We have our first substitution. Bobby Portis will take a seat on the bench after Bobby started the last couple games for the Bucks with Giannis out. Boy, did Bobby have a great homestand last time as the second free throw misses from Turner. Last time the Bucks were here in that five-game trip, he averaged 21.5 points, 8 rebounds. Here's Lillard being harassed at midcourt. He's into the front court. Races through the defense, lays that off the window and good. He has scored 8 straight points for Milwaukee now. And the Bucks have a 14-9 lead with 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. On the drive, Nembhard hands it off. A drive underneath, Turner at it, knocked away. It's going to be pried free and taken by Middleton. Chris going the other way for the Bucks. Into the front court, comes to a stop at the left wing. Gives to Lopez. Brook on the dribble. Hand off to Dame. Lillard explodes past the defense again. This time it's Siakam recovering as he blocks this try. Halliburton goes the other way. He'll send out. Transition three. Miles Turner too much on it. Well, the Pacers have shot the ball well inside, but beyond the arc, it's been another story. They're 0 of 5. They had made 4 of their first 5 inside the arc. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Beverly with 10 to shoot. Sends it left wing. Another long three from Lopez. And one that goes in and out. It rimmed about halfway through before it caromed back out. Still a 5-point lead for the Bucks. Here's Siakam working on Middleton. He pulls up mid-range J. That was silky smooth. In fact, it looked a little bit like Chris Middleton on that pull-up. Yep. 14-11 our score. Milwaukee with a lead going left to right. 5:49 to go. First quarter. Lillard being harassed outside. He'll get it to Beverly. Beverly steps back. Right wing three. They leave him alone. They dared him to shoot it, and he could not hit it. Left it short, and now Indiana goes the other way. Siakam on the right wing, defended by Lillard. Had the ball knocked away for a moment, but gets it back. Now Middleton gets a hand in there. They send out top. Good defense from Chris here working on Nembhard. Nembhard's going to fade and fire. Contested shot, no good. And again, Middleton was right where he needed to be on not one, but two players there. Here's Beasley on the other end. He'll give to Lopez. Lopez on the handoff to Middleton. Middleton works it left wing. Beasley launches from three. Back iron strong. Bucks have gone 1 for 5 to start from three. And that is what you don't want to see there. The transition points. And Doc Rivers says, let's use a timeout. Siakam caught the outlet pass. He laid it in. And the Pacers back to within one. Round one. NBA playoffs. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
First round playoff action here from downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin here at Fiserv Forum. 14-11, the Bucks with the one-point lead. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia with you here on this Sunday night to open it up along with our on-site engineer, Ryan Elliott. We got Tommy Hecker on stats. And I think we got Jason Gordon back in the studio at our flagship station doing his thing. We are brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Visit Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Justin, we wondered what Damian Lillard would be like to start this one. Well, how about 10 of the Bucks' 14 points? He's looked good early, but we also saw what makes this Indiana team dangerous on that last possession. It was a missed shot from Malik Beasley on a three-pointer fairly early in the shot clock that led to the transition opportunity. Those fast break points, they are a killer from an Indiana team that is third in the league in terms of percentage of points scored on the fast break.
Yeah, thankfully, the only two that we've seen from the Pacers so far is the Bucks have done a good job of being selective with their shots and slowing down this game. But that's the danger with what a cold shooting night will do. It's a double-edged sword. You're not scoring, and missed threes, more than anything, is what creates transition opportunities.
There have been a lot of missed threes between these teams. They are a collective 1 of 10 to start this game. Indiana 0 of 5. The Bucks 1 of 5. Lillard's got it in the front court now for the Bucks with Beasley, Lopez, Connaughton out there for the first time, and Chris Middleton. Middleton hoists up a three. His miss is short. So the beat goes on for a Bucks team that ranked 26th in the league in three-point shooting over the last 11 games of the season at just 33%. Halliburton works it out top. A drive inside and a block shot from Lopez, who gets in the way of that one as it was a drive underneath from... That was Smith, who couldn't get it to go. Lillard launched it, and he knew the second it left his hands, it was going down. He drills his second three, and the Bucks go ahead 17-13. Here's a drive on the other side. T.J. McConnell leaves the shot short. Rebound tipped by Middleton, taken by Lopez. He'll give to Lillard. Dame, he's cooking. Fires a long one, this time too strong. That was a heat check. That was about 30 feet away when he let it go. Here comes Siakam the other way. Pulls up his 16-footer. Splashes through. So it's a two-point lead for the Bucks, 17-15. Extra dose of energy, as you might expect, as the playoffs underway here in Deer District. Loud, robust crowd. Here's a drive inside, but a missed layup from Connaughton, who thought he was fouled. Here comes Indiana the other direction. McConnell through the crowd. He turns it over, sent it out top. It was right to Connaughton. Pat's going the other way. He'll give to Middleton. Back to Pat. Launches from three from the left wing. That misses. Wide open again. Boy, Milwaukee is just not hitting threes, with exception to Dame here tonight. And that has been the story of late. Halliburton going to hand the ball to the right side. A three-pointer misses from Jalen Smith as he can't get it to go. Here comes the Bucks the other way. Lillard's into the front court around a Lopez screen. Now explodes to the cup. He shot off the window and good, with a foul coming. He comes away flexing, looking at the fans in that Indiana bench. Give that man another one on the house, and we are going to have a timeout on the floor. Fans, a standing ovation for Dame Time early in this one. How about 15 points in our opening? 12 minutes. We've got 3:18 to go. We are in quarter number one. Fiserv Forum is electric tonight. We'll come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours. When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
camps.
Indeed, it is early in this one. Damian Lillard off to a 5 of 8 shooting start to this one. 2 of 3 from distance. He's got 15 points here in the opening 12 minutes of this first round, first game playoff matchup between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers as Milwaukee's got the 19-15 lead. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? There's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We are also brought to you, as always, by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. Well, Justin, we were hoping to see this from Damian Lillard. He's going to the line again after this timeout, after he was fouled on the play by Pascal Siakam. And Siakam's also off to a nice start in this one where he's hit 4 of his 5 shots with 8 points, but he gets called for his first foul, and it sends Dame to the line. Actually, I beg your pardon, that was not on Siakam, that last foul. It was, I think, Halliburton, actually, that got it. So free throw is up, and it's good, and Lillard just has a different look to him tonight, doesn't he?
Very different. He's already got 6 of the Bucks' 8 points in the paint so far.
He shot just 32% against the Pacers in the first 5 games. Really did not have good games against him, but boy, he is fantastic so far here. Here's TJ McConnell on the right side working on AJ Green. Boy, some shifty moves going back and forth, and then gets the floater to go over the front iron and good. Man, he is a handful,
especially against the Bucks.
Second straight year he has put up career highs in scoring. And yeah, he's played well. He saved some of his best work for the Bucks. Here's Damian Lillard straight away. You can tell he wants to take this game over, but he leaves that three-pointer short. Rebound goes to Indiana. They're going the other way, down by 3. Here's a drive. McConnell into the paint. Passes out to the right wing. They work it to the near side. Now it's Halliburton top of the arc. He's defended by Beasley in the crouch. Beasley, A.J. Green, Lillard, Connaughton, and Portis from Milwaukee. McConnell spins into the paint mid-range. This time too much on it as he missed it back iron strong. So here comes Dame the other direction. Bucks clinging to the three-point lead, 20-17. And Lillard has been about the Bucks' only offense. We'll see if someone can do something about that. Not yet. Portis pulls up and misses from 18 short. Going the other way with it. Pacers into the front court. Halliburton's got it on the near wing, defended by Connaughton. Trying to duck and dart his way around. Now he pulls up and splashes through a good-looking shot from about 20 feet out. Good-looking shot there for Tyrese Halliburton, who hits his second on 3 tries here. Now we're going to have a turnover as Dame was being badgered around midcourt by Obi Toppin, who's clapping his hands, got that ball away. So Milwaukee's going to have it going the other way. Check that. That was actually Halliburton on him at midcourt that got it away. So now a chance for Indiana to get that ball back. They led 6-4, but the Bucks have not trailed since that time. Here comes Indiana with it. Halliburton on the right wing. The Rockets pass cross court. That was deflected and ultimately taken away by Connaughton. Pass going the other direction on the run. Gives to Lillard. A little hesitation. He'll drive in. Now kicks out. Beasley wide open from 3. And he splashes it through. Those are the looks the Bucks have got to start hitting. And Beasley obliges. Bucks lead by 4. Lillard drew that attention and it opened the door for Malik Beasley. Here's a pull-up jumper on the other side of things. As Shepard, the rookie in his first playoff, cannot hit. Misses it strong. Dame's got 5 of 9. The rest of the team, 3 of 13. How about this? Pat Connaughton and 1 from 3 on the right wing. Pat Connaughton delivers a bomb with a foul, and he'll have a chance to get that lead to 8 on one fell swoop. He was fouled by Shepard. Two guys that the Bucks would love to see find that shooting stroke. Malik Beasley and Pat Connaughton, who have been fighting through it the last 15 games or so from long range. Connaughton's free throw is up and good. 7-0 run, 4 of them coming right there from Pat Connaughton. Beasley and Connaughton, back-to-back threes. Here's Indiana on the other side, a little head fake. On the dribble handoff, Nesmith gives it away to Shepard. Now to McConnell. McConnell lowers his head. He drives and kicks out to Toppin out of the right wing. Shepard way too strong on it, but an offensive rebound underneath by Jalen Smith. He sends out another missed three, but another offensive rebound as they get it down low. And Toppin this time will lay it in off the window up close. The Pacers have missed all 8 of their 3-point shots, but they got a couple offensive boards there, and it gives them second life. Here's Lillard with open lane, floats the shot up. It was blocked, and there's a late whistle. I think Dame's wanting a goaltend, but they're going to get a foul. Oh, it's Portis getting called for the foul. How about that? Love to see that one again.
Yeah.
6-point lead for the Bucks with 32.7 seconds to go here in this opening quarter from five-serve form. Bobby Portis getting called for his first foul. And for the Bucks, it was team foul number 4, their last to give. Both teams will be in the penalty. And the final half minutes here of this opening frame. McConnell, right free throw line extended, elevates. His shot misses, but another offensive board knocked away from Connaughton by Jalen Smith. It sends out to Toppin, and Toppin misses way too strong from 3. Pacers 0 of 9 from 3. That's been a big storyline. Bucks have a chance for the final shot. 5 seconds to go. Lillard, top of the arc. He's defended by McConnell. Steps back. Fires up a long bomb. And he splashes it through. A fitting end to a fine first quarter of basketball here in this playoff. Damian Lillard, another 3-ball. And the fans on their feet waving those towels. Dame time arriving early tonight here in downtown Milwaukee. Lillard, 19 points in the first quarter of the Bucks with a 9-point lead. We go to quarter number 2. Coming back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Save big money in your next project at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with our selection of Morton water softeners. Water softeners can extend the life of your plumbing and household appliances. Plus, Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water. Hurry into Menards to pick up your water softener today. And check out Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
All Brewers games are on sale now. Coming up, a weekend showdown with the Yankees, Friday, April 26th through Sunday, the 28th. Start the series with Friday's hockey night. Then take home a limited edition Brewers City Connect Tumbler Cup at the game on Saturday, the 27th. Presented by Quick Trip. Don't miss out on a marquee weekend of baseball. Grab your seats at brewers.com/tickets.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
To 21, Bucks with a 9-point lead after one quarter of hoops here in this game one playoff opener for Milwaukee against the Indiana Pacers here tonight. Glad to have you with us. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for more details. Visit Pick and Save. They're fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also brought to you by Bally Sports. Catch all the Bucks action all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, can't miss moments. Watch it all on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Speaking of breakout stars, you hate to call him a breakout star, but in some ways, given what we saw, it's been a tough couple games for Damian Lillard. His last game we mentioned, it's just 2 of 14. He has looked anything but. Matched his season high in scoring for a quarter. 19 in the first quarter for Justin.
19, and he's scoring at all three levels, which is going to be most important for the team success. But now this is a big part of the game because it's our first look at the Bucks without Dame and to see who's going to be the next man up and carry that offense.
The lineup goes Beasley, Portis, Connaughton, along with Beverly and Middleton. McConnell was driving for the Pacers. He'll hand the ball off to Smith. Now out to top and works it right wing. Here's a drive inside. Neesmith scoops to the hoop. That ball hangs on the rim, wouldn't drop it. An offensive board. However, Jalen Smith throws it to the sideline. In fact, I think that was Wes Edens who caught it on that front court side there. It's the fourth turnover of the night for Indiana. So Milwaukee goes the other direction. The Pacers come with Neesmith, McConnell, Smith, Toppin, and Shepard. Bucks handing the ball around on the outside. Connaughton sends it left of the lane to Middleton. Middleton goes into his man, forces the shot off the front iron, no good, but the rebound comes back to him. Nice head fake, draws the contact. That's a veteran move. He knew they weren't going to be able to hold off on that head fake. And he gets the foul on Obi Toppin, who has had a great season. The 2022 Slam Dunk Contest winner, his first year with the Pacers. One of 17 in the league, play all 82 games. Picked up the foul there on his first free throw from Middleton's up and good. Chris, to start his night tonight, one of four from the floor, his first trip to the line.
It was a good move by Chris because he had a wide open look at that putback. But fouls are going to be so important in this game. It gets you in the bonus quicker. And the Pacers are not a very deep team. So if you can pick up those fouls and get their guys in foul trouble, that could go a long way as well.
Second free throw is good. It's a 12-2 run now for Milwaukee, 45 seconds into the second quarter. Here's T.J. McConnell. Bounce pass inside. A little head fake. And then Smith lost it off his leg out of bounds as he was trying to wiggle his way through the defense. So another turnover. Five of them now for Indiana. Bucks go the other way. Extra sense of energy in the house, certainly here tonight. No Giannis, but there is plenty of energy from this Bucks team. Beverly sends over to the corner. He'll send to the left wing out now to Middleton, over to Beasley. Now to Connaughton, sends underneath. Portis gets behind the defense and rockets it home as he went into the sledgehammer dunk. Rocked that rim after his man had slipped and lost track of him. Left open, a wide open lane. Middleton's going to get caught for the foul on the other side, trying to slow down Pascal Siakam. Bucks have their largest lead of 13 now. 10:39 to play in the second quarter. Last lead for the Pacers was 6-4 early in this one. Milwaukee riding a hot shooting first quarter from Damian Lillard, who had 19 in the first quarter of this one. And the Bucks now on a 14-2 run of the last 2:37 of this one. Coming into the game for the first time tonight, we see Jackson come in. That's Isaiah Jackson, the third-year man out of Kentucky. Here's McConnell swiveling before he gets it to Shepard. Out top it comes. Now Siakam lowers his head. He fades and fires. Free throw line jumper is pure. Good-looking shot. Snaps a two-minute scoreless drought for the Pacers, who are back to within 11 now, 34-23 Bucks. Beverly hands to Portis. He'll work it to the left wing. Middleton's got it there, defended by Siakam. Siakam wearing that white headband. He'll send it now to Portis. Portis trying to back his way in on Jackson. Goes right by him and lays it in with a right hand across the lane. He saw the youngster, Isaiah Jackson, on him, and he said, "You can't guard me." Here's a steal. Bucks pry the ball free. It ends up in the hands of Beverly. Beverly's going the other way. He'll hand to the trailing Portis right back to Pat Bev. Gives it now to Portis. Portis left of the lane. He's got Jackson on him again. He's going to go to work again. Turns around, fades and fires, and it's the same result. Bobby Portis forces the timeout from that Pacers bench. Rick Carlisle seen enough. Milwaukee's offense starting to click. Fans in full force. 38-23, Milwaukee with the early lead. 9:46 to play, second quarter. This is playoff basketball on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. I must
admit. Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Cousins Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their Pull Tab giveaway promo. Now through April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pool tab with a sub or a sub in a bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousins subs for a year and much more. For additional information and official rules, visit CousinsSubs.com/pool tabs. One pool tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pool tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Baby. 38-23, Bucks with the early lead in this one, with still 9:46 remaining in the second quarter here at Fiserv Forum, where Milwaukee has shown its offensive prowess. 19 points in the first quarter from Damian Lillard here in the second quarter. It's been the rest of the team chiming in. Tonight's cocktail of the game presented by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. But Bobby Portis starting to make his presence felt here. You asked, Justin, what would the Bucks do when Dame sat down? Well, that next crew came out there, and they have acquitted themselves quite well. The Bucks 18-4 have outscored the Pacers over the last 3:40 of this game.
Yeah, the answer should have been obvious in Bobby Portis, especially the way he's been playing going into the postseason here. But look, that's going to continue to be big. You don't expect the Pacers to keep shooting at this pace from the outside. They're 0-9. That's going to change. So the Bucks continuing to find quality shots and get points in the paint, that's how you offset that.
We talked about the value of experience. So far, the Pacers, making their first playoff appearance in 4 years, are looking like the more inexperienced team to start. The Bucks, we mentioned, just loaded with experience in the postseason. Here's one guy who's played in a few. Pascal Siakam driving. He lost it but recovered it. It's still going to be recovered, though. Let's see. There's a whistle and a foul. It's a bailout. Wow. Siakam was on the ground and just throwing it around. He was being swarmed from either side, but a foul going against Milwaukee, and it's on Chris Middleton. And now, wait a second. Surely that wasn't from the original contact. That would have been egregiously late.
It's when Siakam was on the ground.
Okay, all right. So Pacers with the basketball. Here's Siakam pulling up from the free throw line. His shot misses too strong, but a rebound on the offensive glass for Shepherd. Back to Siakam. Siakam hands the ball off. It is now Nesmith with it right of the lane. He comes to a stop. Gives to Shepherd. Got a whistle and
out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Okay. Too far out on that side.
Six offensive rebounds already for the Pacers, but they have just 2 points to show for that. A lot of that has to do with the 0-9 three-point shooting.
So here comes Jay Crowder. Speaking of playoff experience, he replaces Malik Beasley. Crowder coming in his 11th straight year in the playoffs. He's only missed once as a rookie. And he is out there now. Here comes Beverly. He'll hand it off to Portis. Portis will give it to Middleton. Middleton takes it to the free throw line inside. What a pass. What a play by Portis going up. He caught it low at his waist while he was airborne and then quickly moved his hands up and laid it in up close. 17-point lead now for the Bucks. 40-23. Pacers, an offense that can make up ground in a hurry, though. Here's McConnell. He uncorks a three. Can't hit it. Missed it too strong. And the Pacers' drought continues. 0-10 from distance in this game. Here's Beverly getting it to Middleton. He whips it out top to Portis. Portis looked at a three but passed it up. Now we'll give to Connaughton. Connaughton on the handoff. Goes top of the arc. He gives to Crowder. Crowder near wing. Tries to get it down low to Portis. He got fouled from behind. Only five on the shot clock when Isaiah Jackson committed that foul, and that gives the Bucks some breathing room.
Bucks have done a very good job of picking their spots offensively. They haven't fed into quick shots and playing at the pace the Pacers want this game to be at.
They're controlling the tempo, and that's a big part of the process when you go against this team. Connaughton's going to send the inbound pass in. He was defended by Nembhard, who's back in there now. Also, Halliburton's back in now for the Pacers. They need him. Here's an open man. Middleton was screaming for it. Crowder got it to him underneath, and he'll lay it in. 22-4, the run for Milwaukee, and another timeout from Indiana. Again, fan base in full throat, 42-23. Bucks in control with still 8:18 to go in the second quarter. Can they keep it rolling? We'll answer that when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's full.
Bucks fans, just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. Well, Milwaukee couldn't have scripted a much better start to their beginning of this playoff run. We hope it's a long playoff run for this Milwaukee team that is looking to become the next team to hold home court advantage. So far, no road team has won in the opening 2 days of these playoffs just yet, with this and subsequent OKC game coming up with against New Orleans after this one tonight. The last two to be played in this first couple days of playoff basketball. And Justin, what have you liked most about what you've seen from Milwaukee so far?
Well, I think really it's how they've picked their spots offensively. They have taken good quality shots. You can really only point to one shot that maybe wasn't the best, but still wasn't poor. That's so important for putting your defense in a good spot, and that's what we've seen from this group. They've been very connected, and they haven't let the Pacers outrun them.
Indiana basketball as we resume play. 42-23, Bucks with a lead. We've not even played 4 minutes yet in this quarter, where the Pacers are 1 of 4. Bucks have hit 5 of 7 to start the second frame. It's Pascal Siakam out there with Turner, Nembhard, Halliburton, and Nesmith, all starters out there for Indiana. Nembhard works it to the corner. Middleton does a nice job sealing off on the baseline drive from Nesmith. He crosses over. He didn't get that shot off in time. Shot clock sounds as he was maneuvering down low. And out of a timeout, that is a tough pill to swallow for Coach Rick Carlisle, as he can only watch on from the side. 8th turnover now for Indiana. 42-23 lead, Bucks basketball. It's going to be Beverly along with Portis, Crowder, Connaughton, and Middleton for the Bucks After putting up 19 in the first quarter, we have not seen Dame yet here in this quarter. Here's a pass inside. Great setup. Look, give-and-go action. Middleton finds Crowder leaking off down low in the middle of the paint. He lays it in for the easy layup. Indiana goes the other way. Nembhard's got it on the near wing. Works around a screen from Siakam on the pick and roll. Sends out top. Miles Turner being defended tightly by Portis. Drives in on Bobby. Explodes to the cup, but he couldn't get it to go. However, he was fouled. So Turner will step to the free throw line. We mentioned for Indiana, not a lot in the way of playoff experience. This is his sixth time in the playoffs, though, for Miles Turner. However, has never been to the second round. He and Pascal Siakam are about the only real experience for Indiana in the playoffs. First free throw from Turner is up and good. Snaps a 3-minute and 7-second scoreless drought. Brook Lopez is going to come back in for Milwaukee. He'll replace Portis, who takes a seat with now 8 points to go with his 4 rebounds in this first half. Second free throw from Turner on the way. He's a 77% free throw shooter, and now his ninth season with Indiana. He misses too strong on the second. So Turner now 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He has attempted the only free throws for Indiana so far tonight. Crowder's got it on the near wing for the Bucks on the other side now. Off to Lopez. He'll hand to Connaughton. We've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball, and it is going against Indiana, and Rick Carlisle is none too pleased. He has some very pointed words and is walking a fine line now in his arguing with our crew chief, Zach Zarba. Here comes Lillard. He hears it from the fans. He'll replace Connaughton. That foul went against Aaron Nesmith against Middleton away from the ball. So for Nesmith, that'll be his first. Indiana now with 3 team fouls, same as Milwaukee here with 7:07 to play in the second quarter. Damian Lillard's got it. Bucks by 20 with a lead and the ball. Middleton on the near on the far wing left with 4 seconds to shoot. He's working on Nesmith, backing his way in. Rifles a pass across the court. Lopez didn't get the shot up. He lost track of the clock. Put it on the floor, and he's tapping his chest saying, that is on me. You don't see that very often from Brooks. One of the smartest, most cerebral players you're going to see out there as Middleton leaves. Beasley's in. Halliburton looking to inbound and trying to get to the scorer's table to check in, but too late. Pacers will have to wait as it's going to be Siakam knifing his way through the defense. Nice move as he goes past Lopez and lays it off the window. 18-point lead now for the Bucks. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Damian Lillard will move it into the front court. He draws a couple defenders on him. Sends out top. Lopez, a head fake. Dribble drive. He'll send it to the corner. A head fake. Beasley moves to his left, and he's wide off the mark. But then the rebound went right to Crowder. However, he missed the point-blank bunny. He won't get two better shots than those two ones the Bucks just missed. Here's a three-pointer on the other end. Nesmith good and hit. Siakam, though, another offensive rebound, and he got fouled going up. That's the one area the Bucks could certainly stand to clean up. That's the 7th offensive rebound now for Indiana, and it's going to send Siakam to the free throw line after he was fouled on the play. But Indiana still looking for their first made three-pointer as Beverly got called for the foul there. Last foul to give for the Bucks here in this quarter. That's worth monitoring as Siakam steps to the stripe where he has shot 73% for the season. And he's good on the first of two. So McDermott comes in for the first time tonight. Doug McDermott now in his second stint with Indiana, coming off of his highest scoring game with the Pacers against Atlanta the last time they were on the court in what was an explosion of scoring, 157 points in that game against the Atlanta Hawks going into the postseason as the second free throw goes for Siakam. 44-28, Milwaukee out in front, but the Pacers a little bit of momentum now. We'll see if the Bucks can stem it. Damian Lillard has not attempted a shot here in this quarter after going for 19 in the first quarter. He's got it on the right wing. Boy, they are pressuring him outside now. He's got Nembhard on him. Fades and fires. Three-pointer, and it's another dagger. Hand right in his face. Damian Lillard is a cold-blooded killer so far in this one. Here's the drive on the other side. Siakam's going back to the free throw line as he draws the whistle and the foul. But Damian Lillard right now just has the look of an absolute killer out there, doesn't he?
He does, and we've seen this a couple of times this season. We've obviously seen it quite a bit in the postseason. But that was the one underlying thing about this series is yes, Giannis is a huge, huge absence. But let's not forget the reason you brought Damian Lillard to Milwaukee, and the Bucks still have him.
They've been waiting to see this version of Dame, though. And it has taken a little while to matriculate, but tonight, this is the Damian Lillard that John Horst was trading for. And they turned that last three into a two, evidently. So they took a point off the board, and the first free throw is good for Siakam. Siakam, meanwhile, we talked about him being the only guy that's really had any playoff experience. He's kind of carried his team. He's got most of their points, 7 points this quarter, but he can't hit the second free throw. Here's Lillard on the other side. He's got it on the left wing. Bounce pass as he's being swarmed. Gets it off now to Beverly. Back to Lillard. And Lillard from 30 feet out knocks down another from the left side. He is absolutely coming with